you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, Memorization Monday, January 13th, 2020. And being Memorization Monday, we're going to be looking at a verse, but not just any verse. One of my all-time favorite verses of all time.
It's a great one.
It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Today, we're going to be discussing and reading about Proverbs 3, 6. But Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 was one of the first verses I ever learned. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe 40, 50 years ago, and it's one of my go-to verses. But wait, there's more. We have a special guest in the studio, so we're going to learn about See You at Home from their executive director, Rob Dalhaus, and so we're privileged. I think the second or third time we've had you in here, Rob, over
third,
the years.
I believe, yes.
And so I know you have a big event coming up, so we're going to talk about that, how people can get involved, the unique and special work God has called you to do in our community, and how people can assist and be blessed, and it's a real needed ministry, and it's multifaceted. You do a lot of different things, so
yes,
we'll talk about some of that and see how God will lead us in Proverbs 3:6. And we have our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday co-host, Marianne Simpkins, to do some reading. Yeah. People love your voice, Marianne.
Oh.
I had somebody the other day say, I love when she talks, and I love her laugh, and I love her handle on language and your communication skills, so we're very privileged to have you join us.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Attempt to read now.
Yeah, yeah. No pressure.
Good luck.
The bar is pretty high.
Okay. Well, it's just me, folks.
Yeah.
All right.
And this is out of one of our favorite books, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. And I was preparing for some future guests on Memorization Monday. And because of the holidays and we had some other special programming that we're now up to completing this in March of 2021. Can you? I mean, when we were talking about 2020, it seemed like years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. 2021.
Why? Yeah, at the end of March.
Is that like when the Space Odyssey was? What is that show? When is that? What is that show called?
I don't remember, actually.
Oh, yeah. Rob's maybe too young to remember some of the things that
Space
we remember.
Space Odyssey? No, we know everybody knows about that. Yeah, even if you didn't.
So,
see
anyways,
it.
Yeah, we're on. This is the 39th chapter. And so, as we devote future Mondays to memorizing Scripture together. Yeah, it'll literally
take us. As we move right along.
Yeah, moving right along.
All right. Proverbs 3:6. Do you want to read it again, Mark?
Okay, yeah, let me see. I got to shake the dust out of my memory. Well, just let me start with 3:5.
Okay.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So this must be 3:6. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He'll make your path straight.
That's good.
Proverbs 3:5-6.
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told us to enter the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the highway is broad that leads to destruction, and many are traveling that way. How narrow is the gate and difficult the road that leads to life. Matthew 7:4. He said, and few find it. When memorizing Proverbs 3:6, we must prayerfully keep to the right path at every point. Look over these other verses that contain the same three words we see at the ending of Proverbs 3:6. Those who follow the right path fear the Lord. Proverbs 14:2. He will guide you on the right paths. Proverbs 3:6. I've taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. Proverbs 4:1. Whoever abandons the right path will be severely disciplined. Whoever hates correction will die. Proverbs 15:10. By forsaking the right path, they've gone astray. 2 Peter 2:15. A sensible person stays on the right path. Proverbs 15:2. Those who put others on the right path of life will glow like stars forever. I love that verse. Daniel 12:3. If another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path.
Two key words there, gently and humbly.
You bet.
Yeah.
Galatians 6:1. Direct your children onto the right path, and when they're older, they will not leave it. Proverbs 22:6. Teach them to follow the right path. 1 Kings 8:36. Listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Proverbs 23:19. Keep on the right path, so the weak will not stumble, but rather be strengthened. Hebrews 12:12. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path. Psalm 27:11. Show me the right path. O Lord, point out the road for me to follow. Psalm 25:4. Lead me in the right path. O Lord, make your way plain for me to follow. Psalm 5:8. I really like that prayer. Make it really plain, please.
Yeah, yeah. Make it real clear.
Yes.
He leads me along the right paths for his name's sake. Psalm 23:3. He led them by the right path. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love. Psalm 107:7-8. Discretion will watch over you, rescuing you from those who abandon the right paths. Proverbs 2:11-13. I praised the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me on the right path. Genesis 24:48. Lord Jesus, when I begin to grow dizzy and faint because of what I see before me, draw my perspective back to you. Thank you, dear shepherd, that you lead me in right paths. That's a quote by Hannah, is that Hunard, maybe, how you say that?
Sounds good
to
me.
I didn't have time to look that one up.
I like the fact, I don't pray this way, or I don't know if I've ever referred to God and Jesus as dear shepherd.
Oh,
but
that's lovely.
What better way to attribute a characteristic to the Godhead or to Jesus or God, because you want to be on the right path. And that's a primary role of the shepherd, is to guide the sheep along the path.
That's really good, Mark. That is a great way to pray, dear shepherd.
Yeah, dear shepherd, the right path. Wow. Well, Rob, you've been on the right path for a number of years. Give us a thumbnail sketch of that faith journey, and then how God has led you on the path to help assist you at home and then become their executive director currently.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. It's been a wild ride over the last 8 years since I graduated from college. And just a little bit about me and kind of what I've seen God do over that that short amount of time. You know, I went into college and graduated. I have a bachelor's in psychology, and I had this idea of leaving school and wanting to help people, but not really knowing what that meant. I think coming out of college, I'm 30 years old now, so in that millennial generation, a lot of folks that I've talked to in my generation, we have this kind of heightened sense of self-esteem. You come out of college and you think that, you know, I've got it figured out. I've got this nice degree. I'm ready to go. I'm going to make all this money. I'm going to be really, really happy. And then life kind of hits you.
And then life.
Yeah,
then
reality.
And you get, for me personally, you know, getting knocked down a few rungs. And I graduated college and I started working at Menards, actually. I was making less than $9 an hour. Enjoyed the job for the most part. It was good manual labor. But I remember sitting in the break room at Menards there. I'll never forget. Second floor mezzanine break room. And it looks out over the front of the store there in Champaign. And I remember just sobbing. And I was so angry. I was so sad. I was so hurt. I was frustrated with myself. I was frustrated with God. I was like, wait a minute. I was told growing up from all different sources that go and get a degree and all this happiness and money and everything will come to you. And I just remember feeling so low in those moments. And since then, over the next, you know, 7-8 years, I've watched God kind of move me from one professional position to another, promotion here, promotion there, more responsibilities and more influence. And now I get to sit here as the executive director of CU at Home and reflect on that and give God all the glory, right? Because coming from where I was and how low I felt and watching him grow me, I've heard it said that sometimes God uses some really rough sandpaper to rub off the edges, and sometimes he uses a nice fine chamois to softly, you know, to trim those edges. And so I feel like he's just put me in a place now to serve him, to serve this community, to serve a population that is looked down upon stereotypically, our friends without an address, the homeless population. And so now I get to do that on a daily basis, and it is not something I would have ever thought that I would have been a part of. But as we were talking about right before we came on, you know, I had this plan, or what I thought was a good plan for my life, and God had a better one.
Yeah.
And now now I just, like I said, I get to give him all the glory because it's nothing. It's more than I would have ever expected for my life.
And at least somebody maybe listening in and being encouraged by this doesn't always mean that this new position that God clearly has called you to means that you just walk in and everything's rosy and it's a wonderful day and there's no pressures. In the midst of this calling that you know God has you in, there's still frustrations, that it's still taxing, you're dealing with situations that are heart-wrenching, there's budgets, there's funds, there's staffing. I mean, there's still all those pressures, but you know that God has placed you in a role such as this, and that he will equip you, he'll work it through. I know I have some friends that said, oh, once I get in Christian ministry, everything's going to be wonderful. I said, hey. We need to talk.
Give us a call.
Well,
you know, I am so interested in this one winter night, but I'm really interested in what you do year-round. I really want to hear about this.
Wonderful. So we have several different parts of the ministry that operates on a yearly basis. So we have 24-hour street outreach that we do with our friends on the street. So often it's just a matter of meeting folks where they are. So we have a street outreach team that's on call basically 24/7 to connect with local law enforcement, the hospitals, park districts. A lot of times our friends on the street will end up in an emergency department or a jail cell if a service isn't available, like an emergency shelter. So we have that outreach team that connects with those local resources to really meet that person where they are. We get calls from business owners all the time. Hey, I've got John out in front of my business again. It looks like he's pretty intoxicated. So instead of that business owner calling the cops, arresting that person, just putting them into the system, they're calling us, and we're able to intervene and be that friendly face so that the cops don't have to get involved, takes the burden off of them. We also operate a daytime drop-in center. So we have folks from the community, our friends with an address, that come in and hang out with our friends without an address. So there's really no agenda in that drop-in center room. It's just come as you are. There's guitars playing, there's card games happening, and you really get to interact with that individual on a one-on-one level.
Kind of like friendship building.
Absolutely, yes. It's all about relationship. It's all about connecting. You have to connect with that person before you're going to build trust. You have to connect. You have to understand where they're coming from. Listen to their story. Be engaged in that conversation. Be present, not thinking about all the other million other things you've got. In that moment, you mean everything to that person sitting across the table. So that's so important. We also have transportation that we do throughout the year. If a service isn't available here in Champaign, Urbana, we will drive someone to a detox facility, to a substance abuse treatment facility, or even a shelter if there's a bed on the other end. So if the service isn't available here in town, we want to set that person up for success, do that warm handoff, get them to a place where they can, whether it's Decatur, Springfield, Mattoon, Charleston. We also operate 4 transitional houses.
Marianne, are you tracking with all these different things?
I
mean, wow, there's
about
10 or 15 things already.
I am. I'm completely completely focused and listening.
Yes, wonderful. And please stop me if I'm going too fast.
Please talk.
So we do operate 4 transitional houses as well. So we take those men or women or families that might be on the street, and we have housing resources where we can interact with them on a daily basis. We set them up with a spiritual advisor. We have volunteer case manager, professional case manager, managers that help us out as well. So we're able to take those folks from the very, very bottom and kind of build them up just a little bit into that transitional housing setting. We actually just had a single mom who had gotten her children taken away through the DCFS system. She was with us for about a year and a half. She actually saved over $5,000. She recently just moved out. She's working with DCFS to get her kids back in the very, very near future. And for someone like her, that type of programming means everything. Because it's just that step, that next step that somebody needs.
Wow.
So we have that going on. So we also, last two things I'll talk about, because I know I've been going on for a minute here.
No, that's great.
Two of the biggest needs that have been presented to us from our friends on the street is, I don't have a place to stay, and I don't have any money. Okay, so how can we help fill those gaps? So we partner with the City of Champaign Township office on a program called See You at Work. We actually take men and women that are living on the street that have no other source of income, and we put them to work doing manual labor jobs 2 days a week.
I did not know about this.
Yes, so we've been doing it for just over a year now, and we do city beautification, so mostly picking up trash, raking leaves, shoveling snow. And at the end of each four-hour shift, we pay those individuals cash.
Oh,
so there's
word.
Tax documents that go into it. It's totally legitimate. It's not under the table or anything because we want our folks to understand how important, you know, working within the system is. And so, like I said, we pay them cash at the end of the shift. And all of that leads to empowerment. Mm-hmm. It leads to dignity. How good do we feel at the end of a couple weeks getting a paycheck knowing we did hard work?
Yeah.
So instead of our friends out there panhandling or doing illegal activities for money, now they're working for it and we get to give them mm-hmm. a paycheck basically. And how encouraging it's amazing. It's incredibly encouraging to see how that program has impacted well over 70 different men and women in the first year. Mm-hmm. We also operate a men's emergency shelter. So about 3 years ago, several entities in the community, the United Way, the local faith community, See You at Home, we had went through a stretch of time in Champaign where we lost nearly 100 transitional housing beds for homeless men in the community because of state and federal funding cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So we launched this men's emergency winter shelter initiative, and this past October 31st of 2019, See You at Home took over that programming, and we've been running the men's emergency shelter out of our building. The last few weeks, we've been averaging well over 40 guys a night through the shelter. And finally, we are partnering with Austin's Place, which is the local winter women's shelter. And about 2 months ago, we came out to the community and said, we, as See You at Home in Austin's Place, we are committed to bringing year-round men and women's emergency shelter back to the Champaign-Urbana area for the first time in nearly 20 years.
Oh, my.
So that is one of the reasons why our One Winter Night goal is so incredibly high this year, is because we've made these bold commitments. We feel that's where God's called us to be. Our friends on the street need these services.
Yes, they do.
That's what we're here for.
Wow.
And that One Winter Night, that's coming up just about 4 weeks. It's on February 7th. It's called One Winter Night, and people can get involved in a myriad of ways. I mean, some can be box dwellers mm-hmm. where they literally contact their friends, family members. They raise some support. They commit to staying overnight in the box, raising awareness, interacting with the community in their cardboard box. It becomes a home overnight. I know Lawyer Pace. He's one of the singing men of GNN.
Yes.
He's done that for a number of years, mm-hmm. and he's always, you know, telling the guys, this is a great cause. Please support me. Janine Keller.
Janine, yes.
Yeah, she's been very involved and is a great advocate for you and is always saying, you got to get Rob interviewed and, oh, I'm doing this, and she helps. She's just great. But I was thinking all the things you listed with all of our various listeners from different ages, some can financially support. Some mm-hmm. can be box dwellers. Some can help get the word out in their church of the volunteer needs. And I'm thinking just being somebody that comes to your facility and spends a couple hours interacting or talking or reading stories or playing the guitar or teaching piano or mm-hmm. just the various common, simple things mm-hmm. that they can do to being the advocates. I would assume there'd be some kind of training, but how to be that person on call that maybe at 2 in the morning can go out and be a person that helps diffuse a situation mm-hmm. or instead of having the police arrest them, you know, they can talk them through mm-hmm. or the people that can drive people around. I mean, there's so many different tasks. So how would somebody that's tuned in today that has a stirring in their heart, maybe it's some good godly conviction saying, you can do something, you can make a difference. Mm-hmm. How would they get in touch with you or find out more information?
If somebody wanted to get in touch with us, they can always visit our website, can learn more. It's www.cuathome.us. That's the letter C, the letter U, athome.us. You can also email me. It's Rob, at cuathome.us. And I would encourage anybody to reach out. I love making those personal connections, to having those conversations and explaining to folks why we do what we do. Because I just listed a lot of the what, but I think it's really important for folks to understand our why. And our why is that we're out there trying to show the love and compassion of Christ to each and every person that we encounter, whether they have an address or not. I think that's a really powerful thing, a powerful opportunity that God has given us here in the community. And so that's really our why behind all of those things that I just listed.
I just find it so, about brings tears to my eyes, I find it so hopeful. I mean, when government funds are falling off and state of Illinois is mm-hmm. not supporting mm-hmm. some of these things, here you folks are rising up as mm-hmm. a group, of a large group, and filling that putting a platform under that void.
Yes, that's just powerful.
And not only providing wonderful services, needed services, but the spiritual component. You talked about your love for the Lord Jesus Christ and your own faith journey, and how you're able to minister the love of God and share freely and encourage the folks. So to find out more information, to get connected, to be praying up this great ministry in the greater Champaign-Urbana area, CU, the letters CU, you know, stands for Champaign-Urbana, and then AT at home, H-O-M-E, dot U-S, CU at home dot U-S. You can get a lot more information, get plugged in. You can contact Rob, other staff members. We'd love to sit down with you and talk about whether you needed some training or certain simple things that you can do. And certainly financially, if somebody wanted to mail in some funds, maybe they want to help sponsor somebody that's going to be a part of the One Winter Night, or they just say, hey, I want to send in $100. What's your address, or is there a phone number for more information?
Yep. I'll give you a phone number and an address, actually. So a phone number, so you can give me a call directly. My number is 217-417-2561, 217-417-2561. And if you're interested in mailing a cash or check, you can mail that to our P.O. Box. It's P.O. Box 8816, Champaign, Illinois, 61826.
And that'd be to see you at home.
Mm-hmm.
And the address one more time?
P.O. Box 8816, Champaign, Illinois, 61826.
Or call Rob directly, 217-417-2561, 217-417-2561. See you at home, being used of God in a myriad of ways here in the greater East Central Illinois area. Their big event, their community awareness event, is called One Winter Night. Did you say it's the ninth year?
This is our ninth annual, yes.
Ninth annual year.
And I think it's important to mention, you know, you mentioned state and federal funding. That is one key element of CU at Home. We don't have any state or federal funding as part of our budget. It's 100% funded by this amazing community. So it gives us that freedom to share faith, to have those spiritual conversations, as well as political climate shift. There's no mission creep from us. It's very focused.
Well, this gives me some hope. And the money you're raising goes into this community to help.
Yes.
And so, wow, blessings to you and Jess and your new little one and everything.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
CU at home.us, CUATHOME.US. Well, we have a new memorization Monday verse, Proverbs 3:6.
Yeah.
But let me recite 3:5 and 6. May it be something you can cling to today as God would order your steps and direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path. He'll direct your steps.
And you know, Mark, this is so many people's very favorite verse.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.